Tension continues to run high in the Middle East, particularly in the lead up to President Biden's scheduled visit to Israel today. The leaders of Jordan, Egypt, and the Palestinian Authority have all canceled participation in today's summit with the U.S., which only makes the situation all the more tenuous. The backdrop of escalating geopolitical stress against ongoing fears of stagflation is not making for a pretty picture, and price action has been reflecting this. Any attempts at a relief rally for risk assets have been short-lived, and it feels like it'll need to take a de-escalation of tension in the Middle East or a serious accommodative central bank gesture from the Federal Reserve to change the picture. But stronger economic data out of the U.S. is making it very difficult for the Fed to justify deviating from its higher-for-longer policy communication. Earlier today, economic data out of China came in on the better side of expectation overall, though the market hasn't been able to focus much on this with all of the geopolitical risk distraction. Looking ahead, key standouts on the calendar for the remainder of the day come from U.K. inflation, an ECB Lagarde speech, Eurozone inflation, U.S. housing starts, building permits, the Fed beige book, and a batch of Fed speak. That's all for now.